Okay, here we go. 10 Hasidic gems, 10 short ideas on Parshas Achrimos, Achrimos Kedoshim. We'll do 5 on Achrimos and 5 on Kedoshim. Quick things you'll have to say at the Shabbos table. Our learning should be in Zchus for Fus and Yeshus for all the entire world, for Klai Yisrael, for the Nechamas, for all the Yidin, Humamash Ninin, for the Nechamah, for the entire world. Should be Zochem and Shashem Achrimos. After all this Mos, after all of the pain that we've suffered to be Kedoshim, Mir Tashem to live Kodosh lives. Mizocha to see our families and our friends together in Yerushalayim. Here we go. First idea on Parshas Achrimos from the Tefer Shmuel of Alexander, the Yisnach Yisrael's brother. Adab Hashem Moshe v'Achrimos b'shnei b'nei Aaron b'karvasa l'fnei Hashem v'yemusu. Says the Tefer Shmuel. Adab Hashem Moshe after the death of Aaron. Says the Tefer Shmuel, beautiful idea. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvil. Biglal Shivam Libo Bachnaso, because what happened of Anadav Navio, Moshe Rabbeinu, who could have thought he gained even more Anava, he gained even more humility, says the Tefer Shmuel, and that's why he was Zocha, Ayomar Hashem on Moshe again, right? If you look at the Pasuk, Asas Vaydaber Hashem, and because he died, and then the next Pasuk, Ayomar Hashem on Moshe. So at the end of the day, the Tefer Shmuel picks up on it and says, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up, and it says twice that Hashem spoke to Moshe, is to show you that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't just let these life-changing events just go on. It humbled him, and it got him to a new state of elevation, and a new state of Kedusha. Now what an incredible lesson, when we go through things in our lives, make sure, especially when it comes to Anava, when it comes to things that change us, we can't just let them go, especially there's time period, to make sure we become changed people, just like Moshe became a more changed person became a little more humble. The second idea from the Meir Shiloh, the same pasuk, Shnei b'nei Aaron b'karvasam. It says the Meir Shiloh, what was the exact sin? Right? We know b'karvaya kadesh, they were the ones even on a higher level. But what was the exact sin? All the different sins, the Gemara says exactly what they did. It says the Meir Shiloh, you want to know what the sin was, Shnei b'nei Aaron b'karvasam? That the penimis of their sin was, is that they didn't have the prerequisite of Yira before the Ava. They had so much Ava for Hashem that they brought a karban that they weren't supposed to bring. That the Ava Mikakel Sashur, they had so much love for the Ribbono Shalom, and the love wasn't directed with Yira Shemayim. He says, when Al Shnei B'nei Aaron B'Kravasa means that a person has to have the equal amount of Yiras Hashem and Ava Hashem. And when it came down to on their level, Nadav Navio only had the Avos Hashem. The Avos Hashem was Mikakelas Hashua. My friend Rav Joey Rosenfeld, Shlita, my friend, my Rebbe, he once showed me a beautiful thing. I think it's the same in the Kamana Rav. The Kamana Rebbe says, if you take the word Yira, if you take the word Yira and then you put the word Ava underneath it, Yira and then Ava underneath it, you actually look at the two letters of Yira and the first two letters of each, Yira and Ava, they go together, Yud Resh of Yira and the Aleph and Aleph Hey of the Ava, and then the last two letters of Yira, Aleph Hey, and then the last two letters of Beis Hey go together on squares, the two letters on top, two letters on the bottom, and then the two last letters of each go together, Yira and Ava. They have to be prerequisite, they have to be coincided together. If they're just Ava, it has to be Yira Shemayim and Ava Shem together. The third idea we said, we're going to say from the Ava Shom, the Kusav Rebbe, on this whole idea, exactly, what's this exact, the Kervasum Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu, that they brought it in front of Hashem. It's such a beautiful idea. He says the Ava Shalom. We know that one of the reasons the Gemara says is that they sinned because they were saying, when are Moshe Aaron going to pass away? Or they were more halacha b'fnei Rabo. Either of the two. What does that show? It shows that they had zchus atzma. They didn't want to have a Rebbe. They didn't want to have someone to be able to a role model to look up to. The Kavasim, they came in front of Hashem themselves. They didn't look to have role models to have Rebbeim. They just viewed themselves on their levels as the Avasham, the Kavasim of a Rebbe. That they didn't need any. They didn't need any direction anymore. And how important is it, says the Kosovo Rebbe, to make sure that it doesn't matter how high of a level you're on, to always make sure that you have a Rebbe and you have someone to connect you to the Mesorah, like Rav Schechter likes to say all the time at every Chag HaSmicha. He says just that thing, that just because you got Smicha now does not mean that you stop asking Shilas to your Rebbeim. And even known for my own Rebbeim have their Rebbeim and their Rebbeim have all their own Rebbeim. Connecting Mamash to the Mesorah, super important. And that's what the Avos Shalom says here. They were told on their own Tchusim. That's what it says, Bir Karvasam. They didn't want to go through the proper channels to have the Rebbeim of Moshe and Aaron. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us from the great Tzaddik of Moshe Leib Sasever. A few Pesukim later, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, by the Avoda of the Kohen, V'nosan Aaron, Ashnai, Seirim, Goraz, Goral Echel, Hashem, Goral Echel, Azazel. One of the highlights of Yom Kippur is that Aaron HaKohen had to take these two goats, One, he had to take this, he had to put a sign, Gor al-Chad for Hashem, and Gor al-Chad al-Zazal. One lottery for Hashem, and one lottery goes for Azazel. Says Rosh Hashanah, what's the penimis message of this pasuk? It shows us that the exact same goat, they looked exactly the same. And what happens? It's in the person's, in Aaron HaKohen's hands, to choose which one goes for good and which one goes for ra. Says Rosh Hashanah, what an amazing lesson in Bechir Chavshis. Be able to realize that the two goats looked exactly the same, but it's all depending on how what Aaron HaKohen did. One went for Tov for the Rabbanu Shalom, and one went for La Azazel. And Moshe Lipsatzer says that the message here is one of Bechir Chafshitz. We have the koichus in our hands. We have the ability to be able to make good choices or Chaz Shalom the wrong choices for us. Maybe we look at this pasuk. Let's make sure to be able to make sure understand the koch of our Bechir Chafshitz. Moving on to Adid number 5. Adin number 5 comes to us from the Chiddush Sharim, the Chai Bahem. We've said this in the past, but it's such a beautiful Torah. You got to say it again. Shmartem Sukhosavas, Meshotah, Sher Yasser, Osam, Adam, Chai Bahem, and Yashem. Chodesh Baruch says, you have to guard my mitzvahs, my guard my chukim, and my mishpatim. Right, and Rashi says, chukim, excuse me, Chai Bahem, Shimos Bahem, you should live by them, not by die with them. Means transgress one Shabbos in order to keep many other Shabboses. But it says the Chiddush Sharim, what's the lesson of the Chai Bahem? That you should get your chias from them. That you should get your energy from them. That you should get your mamash, your oxygen from the Chodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. That you should get your oxygen from the Daf Yomi, and from Chesed, and from davening. It shouldn't just be, okay, davening's over, now I can go do whatever I want. No, I get my happiness, I get my enjoyment, I get my passion for life. The Chai Bahem, I get it from my Yiddishkeit, I get it from my Torah. I get it from my Avodas Hashem. So let's review these 5 ideas before we get to Gedoshim. We start off with Tefer Shmuel. Why is it Vaydaber Hashem? And this is Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Because Vaydaber Hashem first by Mitzvah B'nei Aaron. Aaron Moshe Benu reached another level, greater level of Manova because we saw what happened to his nephews, to Nova Nadavio. And what an incredible lesson about Anova. Going through, when we go through the motions, we have to come out, change people. And the Shiloh says that, but Karvasim L'fnei Hashem, that they didn't have the proper balance of Yir Shemayim and Avas Hashem. They had too much Ava, and therefore that led them to bring a carbon they shouldn't have brought. We have to have the proper balance of Avas Hashem, Yir Hashem. The Kamar and Rav says, Yira and Ahava. Yira goes first, and then Ava on the bottom, they go together. The third idea from the Avas Hashem, the cost of Revi, Karvasim Lefnei Hashem, because what does it mean by Karvasim Lefnei? They didn't want to have the proper channels. They didn't want to have a Rebbe. They want to just do well for themselves. They said one of those two people are going to die, so we can just take over. They're more Allah Lefnei Rabbo. It's our job to be able to make sure I have role models and have teachers in Rebbeim and people that we can look up to for guidance. The fourth idea we said, both goats look exactly alike. It all depends on what Aaron HaKohen, where he put each Gor HaLashem, Baruch HaLachal, so which lottery ticket he put on each, and that says Rosh Hashanah shows us the koach of bechira of making good choices, mamish in our hands. Let's make sure to always look at the kochos and the ability that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. And finally, fifth and final idea, the chai b'hem, says the Chiddush Sharim, it doesn't just mean live by them, but a mamish live by them. And mamish, our chias, our oxygen, our passion, our love, our excitement has to come in our Torah and our mitzvos. And if we're not getting excited about our mitzvos, they're just checking off, and that's nice. But the mitzvahs in our Torah, mamash, be our life source. The chai b'hem. It has to be our life source. It has to be our oxygen. It has to be our air. Growing closer to the Baruch Hashem. 5 ideas in Achrimos. Moving now to Kedoshim. So idea number 6, the first idea for Kedoshim comes to us from the Oiv Yisrael. Because Yartza was there earlier this month, last month, Hey Nisan. Pasuk says in Yotes Beis, Dabri al kol das b'nei Yisrael, v'amarat al nem ki Kedoshim tiyu ki kodosh ani Hashem aleichem. Speak to all of Klai Yisrael and tell them to be holy. And we know the Oiv Yisrael says a beautiful idea. What does it mean, El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? Just say, Daber El Kol B'nei Yisrael. What's about Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? Says the Opt Rebbe. You want to know how to be Kedoshim to you? First, you have to be El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. First, you have to have the Koyach of Achtus. Only through the pathway of Achtus can you become a holy nation. Only through the Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, through the Mid of Achtus, then you could come to Kedoshim to you. What an incredible lesson of Achtus, especially for Sfiras Omer, who are working on a Ben Adam Chaveru. Idea number 7, second idea on Kedoshim, comes to us from Shalom of Bells. If you look in this pasuk, it says, "Amarta leam Kedoshim to you, ki Kadosh ani." Kedoshim is spelled without a vav. Kadosh is spelled with a vav. Says the Bells Rebbe, why? Because Kedoshim refers to us. And ki Kadosh refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mali Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is filled. Our Kadosh, our Kedusha is always chaser. We don't. We only have what to aspire to. Our kedoshim does not have the vav. Tamim Aram is to us that we have what to work on our holiness. The Rabban Hashem is complete, but we can never. He's kadosh. He has the mali vav. He has the vav in ki kadosh ani Hashem aleichem. We have to yearn and we have to never be satisfied. We always have to be. We have to be happy with where we are at, but we have to continue on to wanting to be grow and more Torah and more mitzvahs and more chesed and more Torah and more banan lechem and more shmei tzinaim and more kedusha in our lives. Always find ourselves missing that vav in order to increase our kedusha. And that's Miram is in the pasuk kedoshim without a vav, ki kadosh kadosh baruch is with the vav. Beautiful idea of the Belzer Rebbe. Moving on to idea number 8, third idea for kedoshim. The idea here comes to us from the Or HaMeir, one of the early Tamidim of the Baal Shem Tov. The Or HaMeir says a beautiful idea on the next pasuk, and Yutez Gimel. The pasuk says, Ish ima v'aviv tirao v'ashapsal tishma ani Hashem alokeichem. Right, you have to fear your parents and you have to keep my Shabbos. As Rashi says, why are they juxtaposed together? Because if your parents, you might think that you have to listen to your parents. They come to tell you to violate Shabbos. No, Chodesh Baruch says Shabbos comes first. Says the Sefer Or HaMeir, very practical thing. He says even those who don't have a father and a mother, kol echad mikem, every one of us have to serve our father and our mother. And who's our father? Arviv shebashamayim. Aviv doesn't just refer to our physical father, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who's the Imo? Imo is Knesset Yisrael, is Klal Yisrael. And that's Tirao. Aviv the Imo Tirao. Who is that referring to? It doesn't just refer to our physical parents, it also refers to our spiritual parents. Aviv means to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve the Rabbon Hashem. And Imo refers to Knesset Yisrael, refers to Klal Yisrael, refers to, at the end of the day, doesn't matter whether you have physical, but it's not talking just about physical parents, it's talking about spiritual parents, to be able to make sure we're always having that fear for Klal Yisrael. We're always having that fear, that awe for the Rabbon Hashem, and that awe for Klai. So moving on to idea number 9 and 10, 4 and 5 for Kedoshim. Number 9 comes from the Ach Pritvua, Rav Heschel of Lisker. He was the Rebbe of Rav Shail of Karastir. So the Pasuk says in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud, the Karmechel Osa'olo, Peret, Karmechel Osa'lakit, all these midas of the farming and Lekin and Shicha and Peah. And finally, the pasuk ends off. So the poor and the convert, you should leave them alone. I am Hashem your God. Says the Ach Pritzvua, the Reb Heschel of Lisker, and this is exactly how his famed student Shai lived his life. He says, if you're nice to the poor and you're caring for the convert and you leave them alone and you have mercy on them, mida kenegan mida, ani Hashem alokeichem. Hashem, Lashon Rachamim, Yukevachi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Rachamim. You have Rachamim on the poor and the convert. I'm also going to have poor. I'm going to have Mida Kenegan Mida. I'm going to have Rachamim on you also. This is exactly what the Ach Pritzvua says. What an incredible lesson. It says, Abola Tar Mesayin. So the quote is the Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara in other places, in Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you do for me, and I do for you. Says of Heschel of Lisker. The end of the day, we do for Chai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for us. A beautiful insight in the Ach Pritzvua. And this is literally what Rabbi Shaila Karastir, the entire thing, Rabbi Yisrael Besser, his entire Sefer, is all about Rabbi Shaila's Avas Yisrael. Kulu Avas Yisrael, Mamash. Incredible, incredible Avas Yisrael. Finally, the 10th and final idea, the 5th for Kedoshim, comes to us from Rabbi Chesk of Kuzmir. Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yilches, Lo Sikam, Lo Sikam, Espen Ha'amecha, Ba'at Arecha, Kamoch, Ani Hashem. You shouldn't take revenge, you couldn't hold a grudge against my nation, your nation. You should love your friend like yourself. I am Hashem, your God. Rabbi Kiva says, Zeh klav godo b'Torah. And very famous, Rabbi Cheskel of Kushmir, the founding Rebbe of Majitz, and other tzaddikim explain, what does it mean, Zeh klav godo b'Torah? He says, Mirza, if you ever want to know how great your Torah learning is, it's very simple. Zeh klav godo b'Torah, look at your Avos Yisrael. He klav godo b'Torah shalomet, im lamet osam karoi. If you want to see if your Torah learning is actually good in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, look if you're becoming a more sensitive person. Look if you're becoming a more kind person. Look if you're becoming a more caring and kind and sensitive and loving person. And then you'll know if your Torah is a real Torah or if you're just doing it for an intellectual gymnastics. I can't say this pasuk without saying this again. If I could add on an 11th idea. Before you love your friend, who do you have to love? You have to love yourself, says the Sfas Emes. The people that usually have problems having showing care and concern for others are people that don't have proper, healthy self-confidence. How important is it, says the Sfas Emes, before loving your friend, you also have to love yourself. And once you love yourself, you have proper self-confidence, then you could expand that love to others as well. But I think this idea from Michal Kuzmir really hits home. If you want to see where your Torah is at, look at your Avos Yisrael, and then you'll see what your Torah is, if your Torah is penetrating in a real way. So the last 5 ideas on Kedoshim, we start from the Oy of Yisrael. Why does it say Daber al Chol Adas Bnei Yisrael? Chol Adas Bnei Yisrael Kedoshim Tiyu says the Oy of Yisrael. Chol Adas Bnei Yisrael. You want to come to Kedoshim Tiyu. The Chol Adas. You have to have the Koach of Achdus. The seventh idea, the second idea from Kedoshim Shalom of Bel says, why is it Kedoshim without a vav and Kadosh with a vav? Kedoshim refers to us. Kadosh refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malay. He doesn't have to do it. His Kedusha is filled. But we always have to be yearning for more, and that's why there's only says Kedoshim without a vav. We always have to be yearning for more and yearning, growing for more. Though our mayor says that why is Shabbos and the Rashi says why is Shabbos and Kibbutz Avim next to each other? Because you can't listen to your parents if they tell you to violate Shabbos. But the Or Meir says that each one of us have to have that awe for the Rabban Hashem. The Av is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that awe for the aim is Knesset Yisrael, to have that awe for Mor Avinu Shabashamayim and Mor for Klai Yisrael. The ninth and tenth idea, from the ninth and the fourth idea on Kedoshim Ach Pitur of Heshel of Lisker, says La'ani V'lager Tazo. We have to make sure to be kind and caring to the converts and to the poor people. Ani Hashem Alakecha. If you're kind to them, I'm going to be merciful to you as well. This is exactly how the Reb Shaya lived his life. In the 10th idea, Rechez of Kushar says, Rabbi Kiv says, what does it mean? It's not just a yeshiva boys choir song. It's actually a real thing. You want to look at your Torah, God of Torah, look back. You want to see where your Torah is in the Rabbanu Shem's eyes? Look at your Avos Yisrael. If your Avos Yisrael is great, then you know your Torah is great and your Torah is having an effect on you. Torah is supposed to make you a better and kinder and more person. That's what it means, that Kal God of Torah. And finally, to end off with the Sfas Emes, if you want to have proper Avos Yisrael, first we have to have proper outlooks on ourselves. We have to have proper self-confidence. Like we said last night from Tzadok HaKoyin, Torah, and Siddiqas HaSadok, Kufn and Dalet, that a person has to believe, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to believe in Hashem, we have to also believe in ourselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants an Isik Yimonu, He wants an Isik with us. He cares for us. We have to have proper self-confidence. And once we have proper self-confidence, we can have proper love and show to others as well. We should be Zochem Hashem, take these 10 ideas, to never be satisfied with our Nava, always to be growing in our Nava, always be growing in our Midos, to make sure that our year Shemaim and Avos Hashem are together, to make sure we always have Rebbeim and role models that we look forward to. We never are just satisfied with ourselves. We always have to connect ourselves to our role models. The power of Bechira, the power of the Koyach, power of choosing is in our hands. To make sure to get our energy from Yiddishkeit, have the Koyach of Achdus, to have the Kedusha, to always want to grow in our Kedusha, to always want to grow in our mitzvos, to have their Mora for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mora for Klai Yisrael, Midi Kenegan Mida, the more we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, the more He'll do for us. And Amir Hashem, the more we do for Klai Yisrael, the more we want to be able to learn the Torah, we want to see what our Torah is at. We have to make sure that we're working on Avos Yisrael. If our Avos Yisrael is good, if our Torah is if our Avos Yisrael is good, then our Torah will be good. And if we want to make sure Hashem have proper Avos Yisrael, we have to make sure to have proper self-confidence. So take these 10 ideas, not only to learn them, but to mamash live by them as well. The chai b'hem in these ideas from the great Hasidic masters.